little bit worried about the idea that a lot of it has to be spent on tuition. Finding tutors is quite challenging. These tutors have to be approved, they have to be trained, and finding ones that can work in our area has actually been really challenging this year. A little bit worried that how we're going to fulfil that role if we're expected to have people coming in. Workforce is always an issue, and it's okay saying, let's get some tutors into school, let's get the tutors to come and work with the children. But what if the tutors aren't there? What do we do then? You know, we have to think about how that's we're going to fulfil that expectation. I think the other thing, it talks about the training for 500,000 teachers. Well, teachers already have quite a big workload, and the pandemic has been very stressful for schools and for teachers. And, you know, I know of lots of teachers who have decided now to leave the profession. Certainly a lot of people that are in more senior roles within schools have found this pandemic has really been the end of education for them. And we're adding to their workload by asking them to do the tuition training. Again, that's quite a challenge. We want to keep our workforce. We want to protect our workforce. We want to make sure that we have enough well-qualified, good, strong teachers in front of our children. If we're putting more pressure on them to do this additional training, what's that going to do to them? Is that going to work for us? So I'm a little bit concerned about that.